Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fearless Generations with Terry Singer and Kelly Fox.
Welcome to Fearless Generations. You won't hear Kelly Fox's cute little voice welcoming you tonight because she is not feeling well. So this is Terry Sayre, the co-host of Fearless Generations, and I'm here with my really good friend and our fellow coach, Trish March. And we're going to carry on this evening in the spirit of Kelly and just do the best job we can. And we hope that she feels better soon. So welcome, Trish.
Absolutely.
It's you and me.
Yay, I'm glad to be here. I'm so sad that Kelly's not feeling good, but it'll be nice to do the show with you. That'll be fun.
Yeah, it will be fun. And so tonight is our last week on our step of passion. We'll be talking tonight about courting risk and integrating for the month. We appreciate Trish so much. She comes on our show every last Monday of the month and helps us with integration. She lives on the East Coast, so she's up very late, and she does this for us out of the goodness of her heart, and we appreciate and love her so much. So we've been talking about passion. We've been talking about passion all month in different ways. And so let's just start out and let you give us some conversation around passion and how courting risk escalates our passion or creates more passion, or what does that do for passion, courting risk?
Well, thanks, Terry. I really appreciate you having me on, and I love being here every month with you. And I can't believe this is step 11 out of 12, right?
I know.
I can't believe this year's almost over. This has been fantastic. So I have deep passions for things, and I do feel like I have a passionate nature. And, you know, what I found is that when I am able to really be in my passion and express my passion and do the things that I'm passionate about, I am able to be authentic. Like, that's my authentic self when I'm feeling that passion. I feel like it, you know, allows me to really accept myself. And in doing that, I'm able to take more risks. I'm able to really move forward at a faster pace when I'm feeling authentic. In terms of fearless living, that is my essential nature. So that is, you know, when I'm feeling in alignment and I'm feeling my best self, that is who I am. I'm authentic. And, you know, I just love that that's so affiliated with the passion, right? It's so connected with that and so linked with that. So, you know, that passion allows me to be authentic, accept myself, and to take steps forward and take risks that I may not have taken for any other way.
Yeah, that makes total sense. I think for me, coming to Fearless Living and going through these 12 steps and really internalizing them and recognizing them and being aware of them, that passion, as you said, is what fuels our willingness to get out of our comfort zone and to take risks. Because passion in and of itself propels us forward. And the only way we can go forward is to step out of that comfort zone. And stepping out of our comfort zone, what we know, you know, what we're comfortable with, what we know, it may not be pleasant, but it's what we know. And we're able to function in that realm of known. But in order to follow one's passion and to be authentic and in alignment with you and centered in your spirit, that necessity to take a risk is, I think, propelled by one's passion. And so I really couldn't agree with you more that authenticity and alignment and being centered and clear on your values just propels and escalates that passion to a level that you can't stand still. You can't stay in that known. You want so much. You want more. You want so much more.
Yeah. Yeah. And I've had a passion for healing. Well, my mom was diagnosed with cancer in 89. And so during the time period that she was sick and suffering, I was introduced to energetic healing or holistic healing. I started doing Reiki, which is an Eastern healing technique. And I developed a huge passion around healing and, you know, and not because I was healing my mom and I was able to save her, but because I was able to offer her comfort. And I was able to, you know, start to really develop a connection with something outside of myself, right, with spirit and with my intuition. So, you know, I developed this passion. And, you know, passion isn't the only thing, right? Like, I had a huge passion about this, but I also had a lot of fear about stepping forward and being judged for that type of work or for that type of interest. And, you know, for being involved in that, because it didn't necessarily align with what my family did. So what my family's feelings and beliefs were. So I spent a lot of time hiding that passion and, you know, kind of hiding my light under a bushel, so to speak. And, you know, it really wasn't until I started doing coaching that I realized what that was. It was the fear and, you know, was really able to recognize the passion not only for the healing but also for the coaching and to take that to the next level and really open myself up to that passion, right? And being willing to support the risks more and be more authentic, because I definitely was not my authentic self with my family when I was really hiding the way I was feeling about healing, or, you know, the way the things that I believed in, or, you know, why I started going that direction. You know, I didn't feel like I could be myself. So definitely a journey that you go through. It's not, passion isn't always the be all and end all, the thing that's going to make you take that leap, but it certainly is an enticement, right? It certainly is an accelerant or a catalyst for you to take the leap and to step forward and make some changes and to court risk, so to speak. But, you know, sometimes fear tries to hold you back. So it's really learning those tools and learning the skills to really work around fear and really understand how you can get past that and, you know, take your passion to that next level.
Yeah, I'm curious about what tools you're able to utilize to break through that fear. And is your family now supportive of your passion for healing, or are you still, the passion's taking you past that, or how do you negotiate that with your family?
So my family is not on board with that, and they don't support that. But I've realized that it's more important that I support it and that I believe, and that I surround myself with people that have the same types of beliefs or have the same or are willing to support me, right? So I think that I'm not afraid to step forward. I'm not afraid to, you know, have my passion and have my the things that I just love to do. And it's okay that they don't believe the same things, or it's okay that they don't support me, because I have been able to find those people that will, and there's people that will believe me. And, you know, it's actually more important that I believe in myself. And that's something we feel really strongly about in Fearless Living, is, you know, building up that commitment to yourself and building up the choices that will support yourself. So that's, you know, that has been an amazing testament that of my growth, is the fact that I'm able to stand, you know, in my being or in my power and really, you know, have my passion. So
yeah, I think that's so important. You know, I really wanted our listeners to hear you talk about that journey, because I think that it takes a lot of courage to stand up for your passion when it's not congruent with the people that you live with or the people that you're around. And yet it doesn't mean eliminating them or
right.
avoiding them. It just means following your passion. And then we in Fearless Living, we like to call it fear junkies and fear busters. And so sometimes your family ends up being your fear junkies. And they want to keep you in that fear and not, you know, not support you in your passion. But surrounding yourself with fear busters, people that believe in you, that have your best interests at heart, that support you and see your talents and your gifts and support that you can still live in both worlds. You can still live in that world where your family, you're not going to just leave them out of it, but you can live there and still follow your passion and be supported by like-minded people. And I think that's important too, because I think probably almost every human being has that experience where you have a group of people who support you and a group of people who don't. But it doesn't mean hiding, like you said, hiding your light under a bushel. It just means knowing when to shine that light and where that light's going to be supported and strengthened, and people will be blessed because of that light. And even those who don't believe in you, they're still blessed and they don't even know it.
Thanks for saying
they
that.
They just don't know it.
And that's what I've started to feel more and more, that I'm just going to shine my light. And, you know, I'm not doing anything to hurt them. I'm not doing that to change their beliefs. And I feel strongly that, I just need to be who I am and who I'm meant to be. And I can't let people's judgment hold me back. I spent a lot of time judging myself, and I think that's one of the reasons why I was so worried about other people judging me, is that I was really judging myself. And, you know, when you judge yourself, you know, you really open yourself up to other people judging you too. I think that's really one of your biggest fears, is that, and that's why you really, you know, feel like that. But, and I was really my own worst critic, and, you know, so really learning the skills to really support myself and acknowledge myself and to be open to what life is going to bring before me has really changed a lot of that for me. And being willing to see my worth and to love my passion and to see the power that I have in my own life, my power of choice, my power of boundaries, my power of, you know, choosing me. Right. So all
Absolutely.
Those things are so associated with my passion. And, you know, it just feels really good inside. The fact that I've been able to take those steps forward and to really, I feel like I'm coming into my own, or I've come into my own, which is, you know, so amazing and so different than how I felt in the past. So it's good.
That is. That's amazing. And I think that realization, or that willingness to be open to possibilities, I mean, that's one of the other steps that we've discussed on our journey through the 12 steps to freedom, that passion is being open to those possibilities, being aware and alive, and recognizing those opportunities to make those choices. And I think that's really important. I was talking on Terry Talks I was recording on Sunday, and one of the things that had kind of been in my mind with some circumstances that I'm going through right now is, well, what do I control and what I don't control? And how does that affect my capacity to have passion? And really, I love what you're saying about, you know, I have to support myself and I have to recognize my own passion and my own desires, because that's really what we have control of. And I was referring to, I don't know if you've ever read the book Man's Search for Happiness by Viktor Frankl.
I've heard of it. I haven't read it.
Yeah, it's an amazing, amazing story of a Jewish man that was imprisoned in a concentration camp, and how he said the only freedom that they could not take away from him was his attitude. And his story is the most amazing story. And when he was released from the concentration camp, he went on, he was a psychiatrist. He went on to help so many people and wrote this book and other essays and professional articles and about how we really only have control over our attitude. And even in the most heinous of situations, which I can't think of anything worse than a concentration camp, he was able to have total control of his attitude. And he was able to actually be grateful and be able to survive that because of what he could do with his attitude and his mindset. And it was just, I was thinking about that, you know, when you have a passion and sometimes we're judged or we're compared and we take that on, we need to just reject that and remember that we have total control over our attitude and how we see that comparison and criticism, and we can thrive within that and still have our passion. And that was a big aha for me, because I was really going through kind of a tumultuous time and I was feeling sorry for myself. And so it really helped me to wake up and say, look, this is your passion. You're working for this because it's your passion. Don't let anybody take that away from you. And it's your attitude and your journey, and you just keep plugging along, sister. So,
yeah, was, good for you.
It reminded me when you were talking about that. It reminded me of that. Yeah. So.
Yes.
I know, because you were helping me,
right,
kind of helping
state.
Me. Yeah. Because you were, I mean, I don't know if our listeners know, we're really good friends, and Trish helps me with her healing skills and her talents, and so she was kind of helping me through this issue, and so I just wanted to let her know that I had gotten through it, and what she taught me has also helped me, and I'm continuing that practice as well. So it's,
great.
You know, when you have a passion and you have skills and you're centered on that, you bless the lives of other people as well as your own life. So it's important to take those risks, to step out and follow your passion. So I just wanted to let you know about that.
Yeah, thank you for saying that. And that brings up another point I wanted to talk about tonight is for any of the listeners out there, Terry and I are getting ready to run some workshops. We have three free webinars that we're going to do in September. And then we have a 7-part webinar series that we're going to do in October into November. We're really excited about it. And we're going to talk, you know, about some more foundational skills for fearless living and some more foundational information. So we would love it if you would all join us on those webinars and start to get to know us and talk more about some of the fearless living concepts, a little bit different than the ones we talk about here.
Yeah,
so that would be awesome.
Yeah, we'll be putting that information on the Fearless Living website as well as both Trisha's and my website. So we would love to have you come. And Kelly and I are doing one as well, which she's talked about, and we have that on our website too. So there's lots of opportunities, and I just want to encourage you to avail yourself of some of these other opportunities, because Fearless Living, and I think Trish would agree, and she can tell her story, but Fearless Living and the principles, the strategies, and the tools that we teach in Fearless Living absolutely transformed my life. At a time in my life when I was, you all know that I'm 75 years old. So when I was about 65 is when I found Fearless Living. And I can tell you that my life the last 10 years has just been this marvelous journey, not a perfect journey, not a always happy journey, but a marvelous journey of self-awareness and transformation to where I have the tools and I have the support that when I'm feeling low or I'm going through an experience that I can't handle, I just have to reach out to my support system and practice my strategies and tools. And I can come out on the other side of that challenge further along than I was when I went into the challenge. And so that kind of a transformation that from the inside out, you can face whatever opportunity comes your way, and you're able to become just a little bit more proficient, a little more loving, a little more giving and serving when you come through those things. So I would just encourage, if you've enjoyed the 12 steps of freedom, that you follow us in our other venues as well, because Fearless Living is a way of being, and it's for me, it's been a transformation on the positive side.
Still there, Terry?
Yep, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yep. Sorry, I think I'm a cell.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Because I just finished, so I was waiting for you to pick up and start.
Oh, I'm sorry. So yes, I completely agree with that. Everything that you said. I, you know, as I started off talking earlier, is that I, you know, 25 plus years ago, I started learning of healing and, you know, gaining skills that I could use on other people, and I always felt like I had this wall, like, preventing me from stepping forward, and that wall was fear. And I wouldn't have known that except that I went through the Fearless Living coaching program and really got intimate with fear and how it was showing up in my life and why it was showing up in my life. And, you know, it's those tools and strategies and skills and, you know, connection with myself and my intuition that really helps boost you forward or helps move you forward. so you can make different choices. And, you know, I think to myself, if I look back on my life, you know, 5 years ago before Fearless Living, I guess it was six now, you know, I can't imagine feeling the way that I feel or, you know, living the life that I live or being as confident as I am. You know, when I think back, I'm like, wow, like, you know, what a catalyst for change in my life. And, you know, I truly believe that I'm able to live in my greatness and live in the alignment of who I was meant to be with power and passion and really express my worth. So, mm-hmm. I mean, it's a journey. It doesn't happen, you know, it doesn't happen overnight. At least it didn't for me. And, you know, fear still crops up, but I have an amazing skill set now that I can use to really support myself. And you were talking about that as well, is being able to rely on the strategies and tools that you have and the people that you have in your life who are your support system. So, it's, mm-hmm. you know, that is really transformational for me. And, you know, being able to speak kindly to myself, having compassion, and, you know, being vulnerable and willing to ask for support. That's been another thing. I'm pretty passionate about not doing that.
Yeah.
But back to how much I've changed and how willing I am to really reach out, that's a transformation all in itself.
Absolutely. I've talked a lot of times on the show about I'm a recovering perfectionist. And so a perfectionist never asks for help, is never vulnerable, and in a way pushes people away from, I pushed people away from me because there was no way I wanted them to know that I was vulnerable in any way. And that's one of the really great tools that I learned as I learned to accept and love myself and then be able to get in alignment with my beliefs and values so that I could ask for help. And the greatest thing about it for me, which the evidence that it was really a transformation, is that people really liked me better when I was vulnerable instead of being, you know, perfectionistic and I could do it myself. And, no, you know, if I want it done, I just have to do it myself attitude, you know, that a perfectionist And so it's again, like we keep saying the word transformation, but that's really the business we're in Fearless Living, is that we help people transform their lives to live the life their soul intended. And that's what Rhonda Britton, our founder, says, that's what will happen when you're transformed, is you'll then, your mind, your heart, and your soul are aligned, and your passion then can just, you know, you actually get clear on what your passion is. Another tool of Fearless Living is that clarity, that you understand what your passion is, and then you can have all these other structures within to magnify that passion and to have that alignment that we keep talking about. And that is a great feeling. Even when you're in chaos, you can still have that inner peace because you have that feeling of alignment and you know you're going to get through it and you know you have the tools to get through it and you know you have the friends that and support system that can assist you in getting through that. So I think that the passion and the willingness to take risks is part of the transformation.
Absolutely. You know, and it's so interesting because it's not cookie cutter, right? Because I'm not a perfectionist. I'm more of a warrior. So
I can't hear you. Trish, I can't hear you real well.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said it's so interesting.
There. Oh, that's better.
It's definitely not a cookie cutter process because I wasn't a perfectionist. I was more of a warrior, right? So I was strong and, you know, I had to do things by myself or for myself. So I just went ahead and did them. So being vulnerable was very challenging, but in a totally different way. Right. So it was, you know, so interesting to, you know, use those tools and to embrace vulnerability in order to pursue my passion and to be the best coach I could be, really to witness other people's changes and passion and, you know, their purpose as it would, you know, come out the more and more we work together.
Well, we have about 5 minutes
for
left.
Me and my clients. Oh, sorry.
That's okay. We have about 5 minutes left. So, Trish, do you have a particular tool or strategy that you'd like to share with our listeners that's in alignment with passion and courting risk?
Yeah,
I really think that with passion, you know, I'm really all about possibilities and, you know, dreaming of possibilities and, you know, and also taking responsibility for your dreams and the things that you want in your future. So, you know, if I'm feeling passionate enough about them, you know, having that personal responsibility and also just continuing to dream and, you know, look for opportunities in the future. So that's mm-hmm. one of my biggest things is to, if you had a magic wand, you know, and you were, mm-hmm. if you were living in your passion and you had a magic wand, what would your life be like? And I love yeah. to sit there and just dream about that, right? And to figure out like what's next or how can I, you know, what do I need to do to get there? What do I want to do to get there? Like, where's the choice?
Yeah.
And it, are
yeah,
the
that's
things
a
that
great
I'm actually dreaming. Yeah, are the things that I'm dreaming, are those actually what I want? Or is that just something, just a vision? Or is that actually a goal?
Yeah.
Right? So, I mean, yeah. there's a lot of ways you can look at passion. I you know, there's so many different components to it.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Yeah, but I love that. I love that magic wand. Yeah. I love the
yeah.
magic wand exercise. Because
me
it
too.
Does, it just, it people stop and really, what? If I could have anything I wanted, any way I wanted, and then, you know, once you visualize it and you put it out there, then
yeah.
it becomes more of a reality. And I like to have my clients draw pictures or you know, write what that would feel like and what that would look like and what that would sound like and get it so that it's real, and then they can reach for that. But I think bringing up personal responsibility just reminds me of those three foundational principles in fearless living
yep.
that I think apply here.
I knew it
would. Yeah, you did. That first of all, you're going to have compassion for yourself. And that means to
yep.
treat yourself with kindness, because when you're passionate and when you have the personality kind of like Trish and I do, you just want to get things done. And sometimes that sets you up for some disappointment because you have this expectation of getting it done. So have compassion for yourself and then be honest and then take personal responsibility. So don't let yourself off the hook for your passion, but have
yep.
compassion for yourself, a kindness for yourself, allow yourself the space and the time, and then be responsible for that and continue working for it. And if something gets in your way or you fall, fear comes in, then okay, be compassionate, be honest, and then get back to the personal responsibility. So I think that's a great reminder and a mantra that really helps us when we're moving forward. I sometimes get reminded that I'm only one person and I have other people to consider when I'm bulldozing ahead with my passion.
Yes. I mean, and that's a great reminder, but I think one of the things that's so exciting about passion is that it really gets you jazzed up to move forward. So,
absolutely.
You know, it's great, you know, I guess doing that with awareness of the other people around you, but still, you know, just really valuing that passion.
Yeah,
right? And,
absolutely.
You know, a lot of people
absolutely.
Don't know. A lot of people don't know what their passion is or what their purpose is in this life. So I think one of the other things I love to do with clients is to really talk about that. Like, what are you passionate
mm-hmm.
about? Like, what gets you all jazzed
mm-hmm.
up? What gets, you know, and even asking people, you know, some people don't recognize what passion is. So, you know, who do you feel like, who in your life is passionate? Like, who do you feel is passionate? And then try to describe
yeah, for sure.
qualities. Yeah, so you can
well,
at least get a basic understanding of it.
Yeah, unfortunately, we're out of time, and this is the reason you hire a coach. Hire
yeah.
a coach
how,
that
how
can help you. Hire a coach that can help you, you know, recognize your passion, develop your passion, and go to face fear and take risks in order to reach that passion. So thank you, Trish, for being on the show tonight. We send our love to Kelly and hope she's feeling better. And Trish's information is on our website with her picture and all of her contact information. And for the rest of this week, just follow your passion and take those risks and be fearless. So we'll see you in a week. And thank you again, Trish.
Thank
Good night.
You. Be fearless, everyone. Good night.